I'm not gonna call my podcast Memoirs of an Empress no more. How is that the world's cringiest name?
Listen to how you say it.
Memoirs of an Empress.
See?
It's cringy. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You just call it empiricism. Empiricism. The theory that all knowledge is derived, that all knowledge that humans have, all knowledge that humans have derived is posteriori.
Are you on your podcast right now?
Recording, yeah. Is this kid, I'm weird? What I was saying?
A preteen daughter.
Oh, gosh. What was I saying? Oh, all knowledge that humans have slash derived is posteriori, meaning based on experience. Meaning if you ain't never been through nothing, you really can't talk about nothing. You don't know shit. Like, you ain't go through to go through to talk about what goes on when you're going through it. For real. Half a fourth of the stuff. I've lived so many lifetimes in this one lifetime, it's ridiculous. Even my three children show it. Got pregnant with Dre at 14, got pregnant with Queen at 24, got pregnant with Dora at 34. Those are three total different just lives in itself. I have three children. I'm three different mothers. Whew. Damn. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, we're going to scratch that Memoirs of an Empress. That shit, oh, I'm not even on that wave no more. That was another lifetime. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, whenever this message reaches you. It's me, Empress, sitting here chilling. Doing the absolute least, but it feels like the absolute most. Just sitting here enjoying the vibrations that life give you. Why not? High vibrations are free. Low vibrations cost a lot of money, but high vibrations are free. The money is an addition. You need the money to be low vibrational. And then if you don't got the money, you're even worse version of a low vibrational human being. Fucking scum of the earth, literally. It's all the way at the bottom of the vibration chart. All the way at the bottom of the vibration chart. Ooh, it's yucky down there. It's yucky. It's sewage. It's what's they call that? And people, they used to dig these ditches in the back of the woods, in the back of the back of the woods, in the towns, and they would throw human bodies, make them carcasses. Into this ditch, they called it something. The gallows. Yeah, the bottom of the vibration chart is fucking gallows to me. Ooh, it's nasty down there. My mood has been mooding. Not moody, but mooding in a good way. I'm a North bitch. I do North shit. I get it popping on whoever block. I'm with the bullshit. Rocky on the rock, Raider freestyle. I'm sitting here reading through my baby journal. I have one page left in it, and it gives me anxiety. Like, literally only one page. Not a front and a back, just one page left. I started writing in this particular book, November 26, 2022. New book, new journey. Love is love and I love it. That was the day before I found out I was pregnant. And then I come back in, 11/30, 2022. Life is full of unexpectancies because I never expected pregnancy. 4 weeks, a clot of blood is forming. a human in my uterus. I am in between. I am in a in-between mental space. He's a runner. He's a track star. He gon' run away when it gets hard. As much as I forgive, I can't forget the pain. I can't forget the scars. Now it's a fetus involved. May Allah have mercy on me in this pregnancy. I mean. That's when I started this book. And the last entrance before this last page that's in existence in this baby journal. Hold on, I gotta find a date for y'all. 4/18/24, 11:03 p.m. I just found a way to thug it out with this pen. I was writing with a pen that the clicker wouldn't make the fine tip come all the way out, so I had to take the insert out and write with it that way. At that time, I was listening to Queen, what's she in there fussing about?
I ain't giving her pretzels, Pastor.
That greedy baby. Now playing. Then she get loud. She be fussing at her sister. She don't do that with me. She do that with her. Now playing for broken. Door be going in. And she loud. You gotta do what she want. But she ain't gonna shut up about it if you don't. Child, she get that from her daddy. Ooh, she get that from her daddy. She want what she want when she want it. They both spoiled. God damn. He so spoiled. I spoiled him. One time he gonna say to me, we wasn't fussing, but we was fussing, but we wasn't fussing. He told me, some you made me high maintenance. First of all, I was supposed to. It's called upping your value, nigga. We not gonna have you out here on the vibration of a busted ass broke bitch. You got me fucked up. I'm gonna put some of this energy on you and make you shine and make you glow. The bitch is gonna come out the woodworks. Whew. Oh, he had that Empress energy all over him. They was like, ooh, who you? Who you? Who you? That's my Nima. Ooh, it say now playing for broken ears, Tim's. This album summarizes summer 2022 until spring 2023 for me. In order. Interference is me meeting Nemo. Number two, Ice-T is me falling in love with his energy. Number three, Free Mind is me after my triggers triggered me into an awakening. The interlude, my pregnancy announcement. Number five, Higher, after our December 22 fight and tug of war became more aggressive. Higher. Mm-hmm. Number six, Damages. When he went left and I got right up out of there. Funny as shit. Number seven, Key. I stayed focused on the grand design and moved forward for the sake of Allah. Yeah, that whole album. I played it back. Actually, it was this day when I sat there and really looked at the whole playlist, the song list. And I was hindsight in my, you know, my journey or whatever. And I'm like, damn, In Order, it summarizes a lot. And so, as we are closing in on the last pages of this journal, I would like to share these specific things before I run out of space. My higher perspective of my journey tells a beautiful story of seeing the beauty in what appears ugly, and a lot of soul searching mixed with heart cleansing. Lots of God and lots of love mixed with joy and sides of happiness and enlightenment. After enduring healing, my love for Nemo was real. However, our relationship was fake. Fake how? It was illegal. A major sin. A major self-betrayal on both of us, but primarily me. I have the knowledge. The knowledge of nikah, marriage, and zinah, fornication. I know, and I know better. It was haram. However, I learned from my mistakes, and Allah separated us. I do not want to continue the same cycle of wanting what is haram bad to enter what is halal holy, a piece of the hellfire in my Jannah. I do not want a piece of the jail fire to enter my Jannah. I needed everything that I received. People would like for me to point the finger at him, and I can't. Not at all. I don't even point the finger at myself. However, my view of our previous experiences isn't with any negative emotions. He was my teacher and I was his student. I was his teacher and he was my student. And together we were both classmates to each other. What's understood doesn't need explaining. Life goes smoother when there is no complaining. Fair exchange, fair reward. If you ask me, I would think we're both even. A lesson for a lesson. We ain't one. Allah won. He is the master of this game called dunya, life. He should have learned close to 20 years worth of experience in just 2.5 years. By now, he should be close to being on time, inshallah. He's a brilliant man. Even with people, places, and things trying to suppress his intelligence and his anointing, he is one of the sharpest I've ever met. He's my favorite of a lot of things. Let me stop before I start reminiscing. I do miss him, though. We were happy as fuck when we were allowed to be. Allah gave us a preview of what we can have. It depends on how much we want it and how much you're willing to do in order to achieve it. In the very beginning of our dealings, I had a dream about me and him walking on sand. Walking on sand in a dream explanation. If a person sees himself walking on sand or picking up sand, it means he will have to toil very hard in order to become wealthy. So I knew early this wasn't finna be easy. I just didn't know it was finna be that hard either. My downloads used to be on a million when we were together. Messages and downloads were coming back to back to back. Our energy combined is a powerful mix, synergy. Alhamdulillah. I am honored to have been chosen to embark on such a difficult spiritual journey. I wouldn't take back one moment. This book isn't big enough for all the in-between details from the outside stories that were happening simultaneously. At the same time, I was going through stuff with your daddy. Mind you, this is a baby journal. It's a journal I wrote for my baby, so I'm talking to my baby. I wasn't going through stuff with your daddy. All I could say is fuck them people, fuck the past, fuck my past life, and them nouns, people, places, and things that came with all of it. All I'm taking from my past life, my life before I met your father, my life before I met Nemo. All I took/brought with me is the knowledge. Fuck them people. I was starved out my whole pregnancy by them people. Them people were so focused on Nemo, they said, fuck me, basically. Allah sent me back to Philly for my last trimester of my pregnancy, and I would never forget how we were treated before and after your birth. Like I said, fuck them people. Just know I ain't miss shit. I saw, heard, felt everything I needed to in order to leave. No doors left open. I shut them all. We are 100% free. Good. Fuck them. They aren't allowed to smell my incoming abundance. But trust me, I know they smell it cooking. I chose your daddy over all of them every day. I choose your daddy over all of them every day. I don't want him to join me in my new life. I want him. I'd rather be somewhere laughing with Nemo, my little family, with big love. Queen Asa says she misses Nemo so much. She talks about him a lot, too. Inshallah, we will be husband and wife. Inshallah, we will sign that contract with the law and become one union under God. It's more benefiting us being married than being separated. However, we all know he has to go to a law for us, and we all have free will. Like I always say, I don't know what's next, but we will continue to pray for the best. Allah knows that I don't want to leave Nemo behind. My heart will always miss him. He's my favorite human outside of my children alive. And Femi and Brittany and the boys. Your uncles RJ and Nico. I definitely miss him. Mom. He makes my heart bloom thinking about us together. All of us together. Inshallah. Empress Jasmine Nicole Umar. North Philly Empress. The Empress of the Trenches. I've been upgraded, promoted. Only got one page left, yo. But of course, you could tell by, that page was what went all in the in between. What's wrong? Put on her stroller. Push it back in that room. I mean, to the window. Push it to the window. Well, why you whining? It's because you got to push it to the window for us. Go sit her over there. And give her her book. Big sister. Like, what? That's not a book. That's a toy. I'm about to turn that air off. It's chilly in here. Oh, I be missing him. It is what it is. Fuck the details. What's up? That nigga was my friend. My best friend. What? That's how I felt anyway. Until you wasn't no more. Yeah, I'm on the phone. All right, go push my baby to the window like I said and lift that curtain up for her so she could watch that rain come down. Well, it still look like it. I'm mad I can't sit outside because it's too wet. I feel good out there. Child. Ma'am, sir. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to... Don't nothing be going on. A lot be going on, but don't nothing be going on. I don't know. If I ain't got nothing going on, I don't be having nothing to talk about. I do, but I don't. But I do, but I don't. Like, I don't know. Shit. I just got back on Facebook. I had to deactivate my page for a little bit. I was divinely led to do it. Didn't want to, but I had to. I just did it. Like, I don't question my intuition. Queen, who they? Oh, no, we ain't do that. Them kids did that.
I'm just messing with it.
Oh. Queen K. Hey, we don't do that. It's the maintenance man fixing the screen outside. I'm so fucking bored. I ain't even gonna lie. I miss my friend. I ain't even gonna lie. Emotions all got included. Fuck the friendship up. Shit got serious. People got involved. Everybody in our business. Like, what the fuck? Like, bro, that was my guy. Like, the hell? I don't got nobody to talk to. Like, what? It's been like this for a while now. We've been separated for like a more than a year. Since December 2022, we separated. But then we, like, completely separated May 2023. Like, what month is this? April, about to be May. I ain't seen that man since October. We made completely no contact since January. I mean, you all right? You gotta be more careful, my baby. You have to. It's not funny, but you have to be more careful, that queen. Yeah, I ain't talked to Nemo since January. This is the longest we've been no contact, though. It wasn't like no beef or nothing like that. Like, when the law says separate, separate, I take my signs. I told him that the last time we was on the phone, though. The way the texture of the conversation and the way that it was going and the way that it went and certain things he was saying out of his mouth was confirming some of my, you know, questions I had for my Lord and my dua. So I'm just like, well, all right, I'm going to take my signs. I see where this about to go. And I just move forward. Can't fight a law's plan. He knows better than I do. He's going to protect me from what I know not. I'm going to always listen to him. You're not going to stare me wrong. My Lord loves, 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 loves me. That's why he created me. He wanted me to be here. I feel that within myself. So, I'm not saying that. It's not taken away from from his anointing. I'm just saying I acknowledge my own anointing, and I still have to move in my life purpose and move towards what my life purpose is, regardless of anything that comes my way. It's called patiently persevering and bearing any harm coming your way. The latter through your soul, the three fundamental principles. I shake what they mean. Yeah, so, I mean, I just understood. If I got the knowledge, I'm the one with the map. I'm the one with the compass. Why am I going to stop? Like, I'm the one with the GPS. I'm the first car on the road. I'm leading the pack. If somebody wants to go off-road and go sightseeing on our way to our road trip journey, and they're in their own vehicle, their own vessel, their own body, and that's what they want to do, go ahead. But the directions is follow me. I don't know. And you're not going to call me the whole way and say, yeah, I got off the road and I turned here and I turned there. Like, I'm going to go in your GPS and be able to tell you how to get to me when I'm already on my way to where we were originally going any fucking way. Bro, you got to find your way. Here's the address. It's called God. The fuck? That's in this hole. But this journey wasn't easy for me. I'm about to take you outside, my baby. I'm about to take you outside. It ain't cold out there. It's cold in here. I was just standing outside. It's cold in here. Let's turn this up. I mean, let's turn this off. We don't even need it on. All right, it's off. You want to go outside? My baby like her outside time. It's chilly in that kitchen too, yeah. This what you want? This what you want? I'm not taking this book outside because the ground wet and you like to throw stuff for somebody to pick it up. That's what they do at 9 months. Layla had a law. Ooh, bismillah. You hear the birds? My little baby getting big. I was putting rice in medicine bottles and letting her, you know, making different type of sound rattles for her, whatever. And we had ran out of rice. So I took the rice out the bottles. And she was mad at me because, you know, shake it, it ain't making no sound. She was looking at me funny. So when we went and made grocery, had to remember to put some more rice back in her bottles because she likes the way they shake better than the little, you know, the store-bought little rattles or whatever. We outside. God got me in New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, alhamdulillah, my Lord spoils me. I cannot rest and rejuvenate in places where people have hurt me. That's weird. Whoa, get me away from everybody and everything. And he has put me in a very special place. Woo. In the back of nowhere. Somewhere in New Orleans, Louisiana. I remember last summer Nemo had called me and told me like he wants to get away. Mind you, we're separated. I'm in Philly, like, bro, like, you know, you're not gonna keep calling me with your burdens or whatever the fuck you got going on down there, nigga. I'm up here. This is what you wanted, so I gotta do my portion of what the fuck you wanted. Me being away, so I can't help you. I'm like, you don't know how to disappear in your own city? Like, what the fuck? You telling me it's all this going on, it's all this toxicity around you. Like, you don't know how to, like, get the fuck away from it? Oh, that's a personal thing. I'm not about to step-by-step walk you through that shit. Whoa, that's a personal journey. But thanks for letting me know. You don't know how to avoid the dumb shit. Because I'm going to get the fuck away from you. Because you ain't bringing that dumb shit in my motherfucking life. But yeah, I'm not even from here. His peoples ain't like me because
I'm not from here. It was a lot of bigotry. It was a lot of bigotry. I often felt like I was like they were a white family and I was a black girl. Or, you know, whatever. Reverse the races or however. But it was a lot of bigotry, like just straight prejudiceness. I don't know why I didn't, you know, whatever. That's them thing. That's them thing. But I seen it. I sensed it. I smelt it from the first time he took me around him. I didn't need to get refreshed and to know or change my own heart or my own mind, because what's real is real and what's fake is fake. They don't fuck with me. So I'm not going to push myself on some motherfuckers that don't fuck with me for an unknown reason. And then it's unspoken. It's not an outwardly we don't fuck with her. It's an underlying, why the fuck you keep bringing this girl around? Like, it's, you felt it. It was in the energy. It was there. It was sick. But whatever. And I used to tell him, like, if they can't speak to me, like, just, it's best not to even speak on me. They gonna have to deal with that. The angels and my Lord hear everything. So I don't fucking trip on gossip. But they never liked me. They wanted me to feel isolated. They wanted me to feel neglected and alone. Like, bro, y'all can't offer me shit that I can offer myself. Y'all can't even love yourself, let alone love me. I don't give a fuck about y'all energy. I don't want it. If anything, you helped me by trying to, you know, intervene in whatever me and him had going on. It's best y'all showed y'all colors real early. Like, I'd rather y'all, you know, get y'all 1-2 and run y'all movie before the big bag come, because you ain't going to fuck my big bag up. Thank you. Aloha, Akbar. Fucking bigotry. I don't even know where I was going with that. That shit just came out. So when I'm channeling, I'm channeling. It was a lot of bigotry. This nigga was growing in his energy. And they said, oh shit, no, we can't have that, because then he's going to realize what we doing. What? The shit I experienced in that situation? And on the backhand and in the background, the shit that was going on, this shit is like a fucking, what? Sci-fi movie. Why? Like, what the fuck? I've never in my life been approached by one person, multiple family members of one person to plot on him or scheme on them in my motherfucking life. In so many different ways, with so many different words, but all was the same goal. Let's get in his head so we could get that bread. Like, what? He's a grown-ass man. Y'all don't need to make no decisions for him. Y'all don't got to tell him what to do. Y'all don't got to, what the fuck is going on? All this manipulation. And I just, you know, the best part about it is I seen it and I said something about it from the very beginning. Can't nobody say I didn't. I definitely said what the fuck I said. And when I said it, I said it. And I didn't even go back on it. I said it, I mentioned it, and I moved away from it. But goddamn, while I was pregnant with his daughter, his daddy told me I should find, because we going through our little shit. But mind you, like, all right, me and him separated throughout my pregnancy. This was even though the way that the separation transpired was ugly as shit, we both had a common deep knowing and understanding. We're not married and I'm pregnant. Like, this ain't about to be that. We're not married and I'm like, no, we got to separate. We got to separate. We got to separate. We got to separate. We didn't get married and we got pregnant. It's like, oh shit, that deep inner knowing and your soul purpose knowing that this is wrong. So it got sabotaged. It happens that way, but whatever. So we're not together during this time. I'm probably like 3-4 months pregnant with my daughter. I goes to go talk to his daddy because I used to help his daddy. You know, I'm a caring, kind, nurturing, compassionate person. If I see my elder that need my assistance, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to assist them. Especially because, you know, this the man that I'm with, and this is father, and I know I can help. I got healing hands. Like, I know who Allah created me to be. This is my job. This is what I do. This is normal to me. This is who I am. This is not an act. This is not a show. So whatever. I goes to go see him. We're sitting outside. This man lays on the grass on the front of his lawn. We're laying out there and we're talking. He's looking me dead in my fucking face and we're talking. We're having this conversation. And this nigga was trying to convince me to move on and find another nigga that's going to be responsible for me. Like, I need a nigga to be responsible for me. I'm responsible for myself because his son ain't shit. Astaghfirullah. I hate when they talk about him like that. Like, who the fuck are you to say that somebody ain't shit when you out here ain't shit? You on the most ain't shit and shit talking about how somebody else ain't shit that's actually out here trying while you're doing absolutely fucking nothing. But whatever, that's a whole nother story. So, all right, cool. We're laying on the grass. Mind you, I'm like 4 months pregnant. This man is telling me to basically find me another man, get me another man, but still stay in contact with him. Still fuck with him, though. Still come visit him, though. Still come care for him, though. Bitch, I only know you because of your son. But no. Especially you knowing how much I love your son. Because since I've been expressing love, the love I have for him, you've been trying to find ways to make me hate him. Telling me his business. When I ain't asking for it. You volunteering me information I ain't asking for it. Like, listen, when me and him was separated, we were separated. We're not together. He's a man on a journey out here. My baby dad did 20 years in jail. I'm not expecting him to be the fuck ready for commitment. No, I'm not. Like, bro, like, I'm not expecting him to have the temperance that I have. To have the knowledge that I have from the experience that I have, because empiricism is what? The most knowledge humans have, the knowledge that humans have is from experience. Life experience, getting their hand in the fucking mud, trial and error. While he was booked, the year I had Dre, the year I had my son in 2004 is the year he got incarcerated, he got locked up. The year I moved to New Orleans is the year he was released from prison. Like, our relationship got too many synchronicities. Our connection got too many synchronicities for me not to believe that this isn't for a higher purpose. This isn't for a higher calling. Whatever. But me being an understanding person that I am, when I met him and he told me he just came home, he didn't lead with that. Like, I didn't meet him and he didn't tell me that from the rip. And no, it took time and it took conversation and then it came out. So I already seen just from the appeal of the person that he out here handling his own. He didn't have that energy of a jigalock, like Intuitive Kev call it, like a whoremonger that play with, you know, the minds of women. Like, he had some of that in him because, you know, all men do. They think that they could, you know, whatever. It's a mental thing. It's a human thing. It's not a man thing. It's not a woman thing. It's a human thing where you have to have an ego death and learn that manipulation don't work. Like, everybody got to go through that. Pay their karmic debt back, and then you get a new lease on life. Cool. People got to go through that. But, yeah, I didn't expect, like, oh, yeah. That's being this full-time committed relationship when I met him. We were friends. It was cool. It was good. We were homies. We were peoples. You can't put a label on it. That was my guy. That is my guy. Like, you can't put a label on it. So I didn't walk into this thinking like, oh my God, this man is going to be fully committed to me right now. He doesn't even understand the word commitment. He just came home from doing 20 years in jail. No, I didn't expect that shit. But the way his people tried to spin him on me was dreadful. It was ugly. Like, y'all can't make me hate him. Y'all not even a part of our situation. I didn't meet him through y'all. Y'all didn't introduce him to me. Like, I don't even know y'all. I don't care for y'all. I don't care for y'all. I don't even... What? I don't care for y'all. I care for that other person. I don't want y'all. I want him. I don't give a fuck what y'all say and do and try to make me not like him. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with this. Nothing at all. That wasn't the only time his daddy tried to approach me. His daddy tried it the most, though. Because I need you to, me and you, we going to get him right. What you mean get him right? He's fine. No, because he not doing this and he's not doing that. He's doing everything that he feel he need to do for himself. And to me, it seems to be okay because he doing good. Like, what you mean? He all right. He good. He figuring this shit out. Because he don't know. These is a bunch of people trying to tell me how to help him control, they want me to help them control his life. His life. And they can't control theirs. He been going all this time, 20 fucking years, and he came home from jail, and none of y'all motherfuckers got shit to show for it. But y'all want him to take y'all direction and to go y'all way when every turn y'all made was the wrong fucking turn, because he did 20 years in jail and y'all ain't even have nothing for him when he came home. I'm sorry. That would have never been me if that was my brother. It could have never been me if that was my brother. Just from the stories that Tom has told, like, I don't need, you know, too many examples of somebody not caring about somebody else for me not to. I care about him, so I don't give a fuck about y'all, because y'all don't give a fuck about him. And I stood on that from day one. I care about him. Oh, I'm that friend. I'm that advocate. You're my friend, bitch. The whole time, for 2 years, Allah told me to shut the fuck up. I'm an advocate. Bitch, I speaks up. I speak up for myself and I speak up for others. Like, I speaks up. I have no problem saying what the fuck need to be said in the moment and need to be said and not waiting for another moment. But God told me to shut the fuck up for 2 years and just let this shit play out. And I did. I talked to him, though. I told him. But I really wanted to say shit to other people because it ain't no bitch in me. I wasn't allowed to, though. I was so mad. I felt like, what? Like, ain't no bitch in me. Like, what? I was so mad. I couldn't say nothing, bro. I was so mad. I couldn't say what I wanted to say when I wanted to say it and how I wanted to say it. I would have been with people in their place a long time ago, but God said, no, shut up. Just pay attention. Just watch this shit. Just watch this shit. Just let them run their fucking movie, Jazz. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Just let them run their movie. I had to. I was divinely guided to... stand guard, and that's it. Like, just that's it. That shit was crazy. Whoo! Aloha Akbar, Aloha Akbar. All praise to the Most High. Cause listen, that shit was crazy. Like I'm not even gonna lie. When the dad was laying in the grass and was trying to convince me, that ain't the first time he did no shit like that either. That's not the first time. It's just the principle of I'm laying here pregnant with your his baby, bro. Like his first child. You telling me to find a way to, like, not break the nigga heart, but take but shatter the motherfucker. Like, the nastiest, hoe shit you could think is for me to go lay with another man so he could sow his another man's seed? Bitch, you got me fucked up. I don't even carry myself in no whole light for you to even give me some hoe-ass advice. All I do is talk about God. And you sitting here trying to tell me to do some devilish shit. Bitch, you evil. You ain't shit. And I ain't fucked with that man ever since. Wallahi. After that, my baby dad called me one morning like, Pappy gotta go to the doctors. Can you go with him? I gotta go to school. I said, all right, cool. Didn't want to do it. I would have rather been pregnant than laying in the fucking bed. Plus, I don't fuck with this nigga. Like, I don't care if my baby dad ain't believe me or not. I told the truth. I told him in real time when the nigga said that shit, when that shit happened. I goes to the doctors with this. The first he's supposed to go to the doctors. He got a doctor's appointment. Then he called me like, no, we're going to go to the hospital. Boom. I get an Uber. Go pick him. Mind you, I'm in the house. Queen in school. I'm pregnant. I made lunch because I'm pregnant and he old and we about to be in the emergency room for how long. So I made a nice lunch. Cool. We there. I get the Uber to go pick him up. We go to the hospital. I'm sitting in the hospital with this man. It's like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock, they tell him we're going to keep you. Oh, fuck this shit. Like, the nigga went fucking ballistic ape shit crazy. Like, what the fuck did you come here for? You came here for help. They telling you, all right, we about to help you because you need to stay here. And you go flip, flash the fuck out. Not only did he flash out. In the moments that this man flashed out, I seen the gin jump out his body. Wallahi. Never seen that man. Like, he tries to call my phone and shit like that. I tried to play like I don't know, but whatever, whatever. I seen a gin jump out that nigga body. I cried buku tears. I cried buku tears. They thinking I'm crying because he hurt my feelings. No, nigga. I'm crying because you supposed to be my baby daddy, and you got all these fucking gin attachments. Now I see where this shit coming from. Like, the gin that jumped out his body, I've seen that bitch before. I smelt it. I seen it. I didn't know where it was coming from, though. I didn't know where it was coming from. I smelt that bitch, but I didn't know where it was coming from. You could tell when somebody demons are their own or they have somebody else's gen attachment to them. So I, what? Now I know where that bitch came from. I cried. I cried at the truth of the matter. I don't know what the fuck he thought I was crying for, because he ain't hurt my feelings. Fuck you. Like, I don't even want to be here. I don't even care. Like, if you want to die, bitch, you go home and do that shit by yourself. You're not going to have me be a part of your assisted suicide. I call it not so suicide. Not so suicide. That's when you want to die, but you don't want to do it by your own hands. So you just keep putting yourself in fucked up predicaments till you die slowly and make people feel sympathy for the fact that you killing yourself. Not so suicide. That's above my pay grade. That's God work. I can't heal that. I can't even do nothing with that. That's you. That's between you and the good Lord. It's none of my motherfucking business. Keep that shit where you got that shit at. Away from me. I told my baby daddy that too. I said, your dad trying to commit not so suicide. He's trying to die in his mama house. Like, he said it. When the lady was working on him, he said, I want to die. I said, oh shit. Let me get the fuck. You don't be around nobody in no energy like that, because they walking dead already. They don't give a fuck about you, nothing, themselves, life, nothing. They want to die. And they're willing to bring anybody down with them so they could die with them. Get that shit the fuck away from me. I love myself. Told my baby daddy that too. I said, I ain't never seen so much self-hate in one fucking tribe in my motherfucking life. And you sitting here trying to love yourself. Of course they want you to make dumbass fucking decisions. That's their self-betrayals. So you can start to hate yourself. You keep betraying yourself. Wouldn't you hate yourself too? Like, what the fuck? No, I'm not going to go against my higher judgment. Y'all got me fucked up. Y'all weird. I can't even say for wanting that for him. It's the fact that it's being done on purpose. Now, if it was some unconscious shit taking place, that's different. But too much time went on for me to really look at this fucking picture from a bird's eye view and say, bro, they were really like the character. What the fuck is that shit called when you got the puppet on your hand and the string and that's what they were trying to do, bro. That's called trying to play God. You're trying to make a way for somebody else. That's confusing a person to not even let them know their choices. So it's basically like trying to snatch somebody's free will away from them for your own benefit, on purpose. Let me get the fuck away from this shit. Last summer, I said, you don't know how to get the fuck away from shit? I do. And I got the fuck away from everything. You don't know how to disappear in your own city? Oh, I do. I'll show you how to disappear in your own city. I was in Philly having these conversations with him. I've been back down here since October. I've been gone. A fucking leaf in the wind. Gone, disappeared in your city. You don't know how to do that. Oh, it's possible. No, you can't do that. Ain't no obligations. You don't got no burdens. That's them people. That's their problems. They just want to manipulate you to make you feel like you're responsible for their shit. Make you feel guilty for some shit that ain't even your shit to even feel guilty for. That's their shit. They got you feeling more responsible for their responsibilities than they are. How the fuck are you paying people rent and getting people cars fixed when you don't even have your own home and you don't even have your own car? But that's okay with them. That's not love, nigga. That's called usury. But I've been there before and I understand that shit. That's why I used to always tell them, nigga, I come from this shit. I don't want to be a part of that shit. I come from that shit. The same fucking dynamic. Yes. I come from that same shit. The same fucking dynamic. Even with his weird ass fucking daddy. I don't even want to talk about his mama. He love that lady. But she weird too. My clear audience, my clear voyance, my clear sentience, my clear essence, whatever the fuck you want to call it, my vision, my spiritual gifts that God has blessed me with is just crazy. And I'ma just leave it at that. Like, I'ma just leave it at that. I heard that lady sitting there bidding on me, talking shit about me, roasting me. I heard that shit. I thought I was going crazy. I heard that shit. And I said that. I said, your mama sitting around laughing about me and shit. Ain't mama not laughing about you. Oh, yeah, she is. She think this shit funny as fuck. But that's between her and the good Lord. I know what the fuck I heard. I'm standing at my door at a bus stop one day. This in the morning. It come to me. It's like, seek refuge from that lady. And I know exactly what lady is talking about. I'm sitting in my room one day. I'm pregnant. This all through my pregnancy, by the way. I'm sitting in my bedroom one day and I smell sulfur. That shit burnt my nose. I smelled sulfur. Like, I ain't got no fucking sulfur. I smelled sulfur. And it said, seek refuge from that bitch. I knew exactly who it was talking about. My Lord showed me my enemies. I don't give a fuck what a human say out their motherfucking mouth. That spirit say something else. My Lord showed me my enemies. Told me who my enemies was. So I ain't trying to make a friend out of a motherfucking enemy. And I ain't, you know, that's it. I'm not, you don't gotta fuck with me. That's a you thing. That ain't a me thing. I ain't did you nothing. Try to spin a picture like I'm gonna fuck his life up. No, bitch, that's you. No, bitch, that's you. But that ain't none of my business. How the fuck he came home from doing 20 years in jail, but he gotta be the one to get the house fixed. You got all these other kids and people. All this money. All this money floating around this motherfucking city. Oh, you want reward without effort. You don't want to put in the effort. She tried to get me too. She ain't love. She tried to get me. That shit ain't work. She thought I was going to tap my bank account to say, here's the money to fix your house. No, I can help you get some grants or some shit, though. She ain't never want to do the paperwork. Ain't never want to talk about it. What's wrong? You're doing too much. You'll be all right, but you're doing too much. Let me get back to my story. Oh, yeah. So this summer, 2022, right? Cool. I had just met him a couple months ago. So, like, since I met him, he been talking about, you know, he want to get his mom house fixed. So I'm like, oh, worry, cool, because, you know, it's fucking 2022. It's grants. It's help out here. It's a lot of resources. And, you know, I could like to consider myself pretty resourceful, you know? My biological mom is, you know, she's like a resource lady too. Like, she likes to be resourceful. Asa, leave me alone. You just asking? You gonna get your hair done. I'm going to do it. That's why I have the stuff. It's not an easy task. But we're gonna start it. We're gonna start it. What you wanna do? Because I'm telling my story right now. You just want something to complain about because that's queen. It wouldn't be queen if it wasn't. It just wouldn't be queen if it wasn't. You're going to get your hair done. That's not an easy task, my baby. It's not like a regular hairstyle. It takes time. Mama tied. I'm going to wake outside. She got locks now. And she about to get her first retwist. And her brain, a retwist, is just going to be a simple hairstyle. So she don't know the process, especially since I crochet. Like, I use the tiny crochet needles to knit the hair back together to make the locks neat. So that's tedious. I got you. Just wait till I'm ready. Mama got a big mental load. I'm a full-time mama. Oh, back to the story. So, all right, like I said, when I first met him and shit, right? I got you, mama. When I first met him, he was always talking about, you know, getting his mama house fixed. Now, you know, I'm like, I looked, you know, I just said to him lovingly, like, on some real shit. Like, that's a big task for somebody that, you know, didn't even get the opportunity to get his life together yet. You know, like, you just came home. What do you mean you have to get your mom house fixed? I'm not saying it in a meaning, like, a way, like, for my benefit. Like, nothing. Just for him. Like, the fuck? You didn't even get your own, you don't even know yourself yet. Like, what? That's a big task. But I'm going to help you. Because it's a big task. And he really wanted to do. That's something he really wanted to do. So I reached out to some people I know that's good with finding grants and seeing what's out there. You know, seeing what's out there to see what help that, you know, she could get. Just to relieve him. Like, because that's a big financial burden. for anybody, let alone somebody that just came home from doing 20 years in prison. Louisiana hard labor. Like, what the fuck? But, yeah, so she walks up to me one day and she's talking about it. I'm like, yeah, you know, you could come by, because I walk past their house to go to the store. So we're standing outside talking about it. I'm like, yeah, you could come by my house. And I got everything on the computer. We could sit here and go through this stuff, because I don't know your information. I'm not going to bring my computer. I want to get this done in my comfortable. I'm doing something for you. Like, you got to come to me. Like, you have to walk 3 blocks up the street or drive around the corner, whatever. So she was like, how much you think you could get? I said, well, probably like $30,000 or whatever. Like, probably like up to $30,000, depending on everything that you need for the house. Because $30,000 in repairs for a house is a lot, but for a house that need a lot of work. I'm sorry about the baby. I'm about to go feed her. For a house that need a lot of work, that's not a lot of money. So I thought at first that it was more so like maybe she felt that wasn't enough money. That's why she stopped asking me about it and we stopped talking about it. And she never came to my house. I like cooked dinner and everything. Like, I had shit waiting and ready. I had everything on the computer. Just a few applications we needed to sit there and, you know, fill out or whatever. And she never came. And I mentioned it to her, and I never spoke about it again, because it's like, I'm not going to beg you to help you. That's weird. So cool, time goes on and shit like that, and it just never was a thing again. So I'm just like, oh, all right, well, whatever. Me and my baby daddy gets into an argument. This is before my baby daddy started talking about this $30,000. I'm like, $30,000? Like, what the fuck? Did you just have $30,000? Oh, she thought that I had $30,000 to give her and I was just going to hand it over. I was talking about grants. I said, oh, she wanted me to give her money to get her house fixed. No, bitch, that's weird. No disrespect, but respectfully, that's weird. No, it don't work like that. I'm just going to go in my bank account, go to the bank, get you a cashier's check and say, here, this is just for nothing. I just thought it was weird. I'm about to get no check out of me. That's when she stopped liking me. Bitch, I ain't slow. My heart good. Ain't shit sweet about me but my heart. I ain't, what the fuck? That shit was weird. I just moved around. I went in the house. Child, listen. All that drama that going on in that background, I'm going to keep my space. Like, yo, weird. I'm sorry. Just pray he get it together. Because he don't deserve that shit. He don't even look like he belong. Sorry to say. I could be as transparent as I want. This is my podcast. He don't even look like he belong. They spirits is so ugly. They're not ugly people. Their spirits are, though. So it makes them look, like, dreadful. Only a law could write these stories, because I can't make this shit up. Like, what the fuck? We've been separated forever. But it's still me. How the fuck? I ain't even been around. I don't even know y'all. I have not had more than a paragraph worth of conversations with any of them. Since I've met him. Besides the dad. Because the dad tried to really play that fake nice guy shit. I seen through it. Whatever. I had a dad like you growing up. I know what you're doing. You want to be the better person, but you a piece of shit. I see it. But that ain't my problem. That's your problem. I'm just here to do the good Lord's work. Sometimes in the moment, I don't even know what that is. Lord is the best at exposing people. I swear he do. Oh, my God. I swear he does. And then on top of all of this, like, all the details that go inside and in between and everything that happened and was said and all this bullshit, let's get high, bullshit, I don't give a fuck. I truly don't care about it. I like when people eliminate themselves. It's just the elimination process isn't beautiful. It's actually ugly and filled with a lot of karma. Karmic, like
paying back. Yeah, it's ugly. Like, the elimination process is ugly. I know I had to go through my own elimination process. Like I said, like, his life kind of mirrors mine. So the things he's experiencing, I'm only able to help him because I experienced them already. Empiricism, hands on, 100% me. I didn't read about it, see about it, watch it in the movie. No. Like, nigga, you're actually like, it look like you fucking living my life. You're just a man. You're going through it on the opposite spectrum. That's it. That's all. Same scenarios, different faces. But the things that you needed to experience to be able to level up on a fast track level is, you had to go through a lot in a little bit of time. Back to 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 back. And I wasn't allowed to be a part of it, which is great because I don't want to see that. That's just ugly. It's just ugly. Like, I live spiritually. Like, I don't, people like this dunya. I don't. I live spiritually. I live for the bigger picture. I don't live for this shit. So all of the little shit that go in between that he had to experience in that ego world in the dunya, I wasn't allowed to be around for that. I don't want to. Like, whoa, what the fuck? That's why the baby's with me. Because daddy's at war right now. We're at war with what? Him motherfucking self. Fighting for the soul. Like, what? I got the baby. For that reason. Keep her safe and protected. Like, we don't need to be around that and experience that. I don't need to be, you know, on watching my man on the battlefield as he fight the fucking devil. Like, what? No. Does he fight his own devils? Like, no, I don't need to see that. Like, honestly, I fought mine right there, but he didn't know what was going on. He didn't fucking know what was going on, what I was going through. Whole time I was fighting off my shaitans. Killed them motherfuckers, gin slaying. Healing, 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 going in, healing them wounds. Healing them wounds. Each fucking deep, traumatic, deep wound got an entity attached to it. And it fucks with your mind. Fucks with your thoughts. Fucks with your head. They keep talking and they won't shut the fuck up until you tell them to. And then, you know, you keep telling somebody to shut up enough times, they actually stop talking. You start doing good positive things to the, and the negative things get mad and they stop talking because they mad. They sit there, they smug look, their hands crossed, pouted, mad as shit. Who is this bitch to grow? Yeah, so, you know, that's an individual journey. Like, I'm not supposed to be there for that shit. That shit ugly. Mine was, so what the fuck? I know his is because he's around a lot more shaitan than me, than I ever was. Like, then he's around, what? He is around a lot more shaitan than I ever was. Like, bruh. I haven't experienced that level of uncomfortable spirits, like, in my energy since 2012. When I was in LA and when I was in Atlanta. It's two reasons why I don't go to LA and I don't go to Atlanta. The shit don't sit right with my spirit. The people, places, or things. But this one group reminded me of them things. This one tribe. I'm not even going to call them a group. This one tribe. Whew. I be thanking the Lord he sent him to jail. Because if they would have been able to get to him when he was young, he wouldn't be here. Like, in the physical. Because they some fucked up people. And they do some fucked up shit. On purpose. To fuck other people's lives up. On purpose. Just so they can laugh. And feel powerful. That's some evil, sadistic shit. And yeah. They would have raised him to be just as fucking sadistic. And he's already dark. Like, he's born with a big shadow. So he has a big shadow, but his light is even bigger than the shadow. You know, the shadow is only as big as the light. And if the light gets too big, it overshadows the shadow and it's just light. But they wanted his shadow to be bigger than his light. And God said, fuck no. Like, bitch, touch not my anointing. They didn't say weapons won't be formed. They said they won't prosper.
God ain't send me to him for no reason. Just like I ain't, you know, he ain't get sent to me for no reason. Touch not my anointing. Don't play with that man. I don't even know how long I've been on here for. I don't know, Dora. I don't know how long I've been on here for. An hour already? Sheesh, I haven't did an hour podcast in a long time. I haven't did a podcast in a long time. Thanks to one of my friends. They text me and asked me, what's up with the podcast? I'm like, nothing really. I just ain't been on there yet, but I ordered the earphones, so. When my mind come back to myself, my regular self, I'll remember your name. I know it. I see it. I know it. And I see it. I just can't. I'm not there right now. I'm still in the channeled space. I can see it. I can see your face. I can see your hair. I can see you. I could see it. But the way the fuck I'm set up is different. I don't know. I know it. I know that I know it. I can see your face. I can see your smile. I can see beads in your hair. I can see no beads in your hair. I can see your hair freshly done. I can see it. I can see it when it's roughed up. I can see you at the pool hall. I can see you introducing me on stage, too. I just can't see your name. I can see your whole spirit. That's even better than a name. Honestly, bro, shit. It's coming. It's Tobias. I can see your whole spirit. It's Tobias. Hey, I see you in the ethers. That's what's up. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me to I have a podcast. Because that's essentially what you did. You reminded me. Oh, shit, Jazz, you have a podcast. I forgot. I didn't forget, but I forgot. It wasn't. Thanks, Tobias. Thanks. Tobias Arada. For real, since I started performing down here, he been supporting. I fucks with him. Yeah, for real. Yep, Tobias been there. Yep, that's what's up. Oh, shit, yep. That was 2022 summer. Yep. I was hype as shit, sitting on that stage. Hype as hell, yes. Oh, Nemo was there. Dory, your dad was there. Oh shit, Tobias. I remember one time Tobias called me talking about some, I don't think you know you're as good as you are. Yes, I do. I stay humble in the conversation, but I do. That's why I do what I do. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I actually was really comfortable when you presented the stage. Like when you had your setup, when you had like your when you had your personal, you know, your own events, I enjoyed performing there more than I did honestly anywhere else. I like the atmosphere that you create for the artists. That's love. Like you create an atmosphere to where as though it could be a safe space for artists. That's just dope. Not everybody's able to mix energies that way. I didn't stop performing. I just am not performing right now. That's all. I'm writing. I don't feel like it. Say, so I just want to be a mama right now. My baby girl like to eat. All right, we about to get off of here. Feed the baby. Come on, we going to feed the baby some food. I can't hang up.
Oh, if you listen this far, I love you too.